أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليدخل المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ويكفر عنهم سيئاتهم وكان ذلك عند الله فوزا عظيما. The beginning of Surah Fatah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the high position of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that Allah Ta'ala had sent down Sakina, peace of reassurance in the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and that is enough to prove the high position by Allah Ta'ala, that Allah declared that Allah had sent Iman and peace of reassurance in their hearts. Further, the results of this that will come as far as the year after is concerned, Allah Ta'ala says, لِيُدْخِلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ تاکہ پہنچا دے ایمان والا مردوں کو اور ایمان والی عورتوں کو جنات تجری من تحتها الانہار, باغوں میں نیچے بہتی ہے ان کے نہریں. So that Allah Ta'ala enters the believing man and the believing woman. Yeah, just the believing man was sufficient to refer to all the Sahaba, even the woman folk. But Allah Ta'ala, especially Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was with on this journey, was referring to her great honor, that Allah Ta'ala referred mu'minat and all the believing women also. Allah says, for them will be gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, ہمیشہ رہیں گے ان میں. And they will abide in those beautiful gardens of Jannat forever and ever. وَيُكَفِّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّعَاتِهِمْ, اور اتار دی ان پر سے ان کی برائیاں. And Allah Ta'ala will remove from them all their sins. They won't have any guilty conscience whatsoever. They will enjoy in there with a very clear conscience, and Allah will be extremely happy with them. No cause for unhappiness. All their sins will be removed from them, all their wrongs what they had done. So these are great, great basharat for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum directly, and for the ummah indirectly. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عِنَّ اللَّهِ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, اور یہ ہے اللہ کے یہاں بری مراد ملنی. And this is what is by Allah Ta'ala the great, great success. We look at success at the things of this dunya, owning a car, owning a house, having investments, etc. But the success really is that when a person will be entered into these beautiful gardens of Jannat, and that is what we all should aspire for and work for. And on the other hand, وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ, اور تاکہ عذاب کرے دغاباز مردوں کو اور دغاباز عورتوں کو. And so that Allah Ta'ala punishes the munafiqeen and the munafiqat. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah ali has translated it with dagabaz, those who do fraud, which is a very beautiful translation, those who deceive. These are the munafiqeen, who are deceivers, who fraud the people all the time. So Allah says, Allah will punish all the munafiqeen and the munafiqat. And these people were such that they thought that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially on this occasion of Hudaybiyah, will not be successful for various reasons. As Allah explains, wal mushrikeen wal mushrikat, or shirk wali mardo ko or shirk wali orto ko. And Allah Ta'ala will punish those men who make shirk and associate parties with Allah, and those women as well. Who are these people? In this instance, Allah refers الظانین باللہ ظن السوء, جو اٹکلے کرتے ہیں اللہ پر بری اٹکلے. We have got very evil thoughts with regard to Allah Ta'ala, with regard to the believers, with regard to Allah. They've got very evil thoughts. They don't have iman. They have great doubt in all matters. They don't have any yaqeen whatsoever. And on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, the mushriks of Mecca thought that these people are far from their hometown, from Medina Sharif, and they are are very weak, and they, as far as arms and ammunition, etc., is concerned, as far as numbers are concerned. And whereas we in Makkah, we have got a very strong and powerful army. There is no doubt we will overpower them. The other evil thought that the munafiqeen had is that that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, na'uzu billah, only made Umrah as an excuse, but actually he wanted to go and make jihad. He wanted to go and fight, but he just made Umrah as an excuse. So these were the evil thoughts that they harbored all the time. And we also must be careful how much of evil thoughts we harbor amongst the ulama, amongst the righteous and the pious people, etc. And we very easily give vent to what we have in our mind, and we our doubts that we have, and these are all very dangerous things. So Allah Ta'ala warns against this, and these people, Allah Ta'ala says, they think they will be successful. Reality is alayhim da'iratu saw, unhi par pare phir musibat ka, or the difficulties and hardships are going to fall upon them. Let them think what they want to. We have got a much more greater and mightier army. We can overpower these people who are so few in number, just as presently in the world some countries think they are superpowers and they've got great powers, but they couldn't even overpower what they call the ragtag army, that the mujahideen of the Taliban, that also they could not overpower, and whose government and whose army is still 100% intact in Afghanistan. So Allah does not look at material things. Allah's power is something over and above all this. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ or غُسَّةُ هُوَ اللَّهُ unpa, and Allah became angered upon them for their wrongdoings. وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ or لَعَنَتْ كِي unpa, or Allah Ta'ala put His curses upon these people. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ or تَيَّارْ كِي unke waaste دُوزَخْ, and in the year after Allah has prepared the fire, the burning fire of Jahannam for them. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا or بُرِي جَغَا پُونشَ, and they reached a very, very bad place. They, by their actions, they chalked out their path to a very evil and a very bad place. And then Allah reminds in conclusion to this subject, yeah, وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ or Allah ke hai sab lashkar aasmano ke aur zameen ke, and only to Allah belongs all the armies of the heavens and the earth. We only look at our armies. Allah has got many other armies which we do not know about also. And Allah uses His armies as He wants to. And He's got His armies in the heavens, He's got His armies in the earth. The malaika, weather conditions, the control of the earth, whether the earthquake comes in it, hurricanes come, etc. All these are the armies of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes small armies, like ants, they invade a place. And they completely invade a place from all sides. Or in any other type of army, Allah has got very many armies which man is not aware also of. So our yaqeen must be on the zaat and on the power of Allah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا or hey Allah, zabardast hikmat wala. And undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is the all-powerful and the most wise. And it is for the mu'mineen, the true believers, turn their attention solely and only to Allah Ta'ala and seek His help in all matters. وَآخِرُ الْعَوَانَ عَلِيمًا